across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So welcome to Candy and Jack from the Overplayers.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to come just a little bit closer?
Yeah, sure.
Or push the microphone towards you.
I can do that. Yeah. There we go.
So, and you're here because you're, for several reasons, but the first of those reasons is that you have a new pantomime, I believe.
We do indeed. We have, this year's production is Beauty and the Beast.
Excellent. And has that been done before by the Overplayers?
It's only been done once before, and I believe it was done about 7 or 8 years ago, which is kind of one of the reasons that I chose it. I was just like, it's not been done that much. Recently, it's obviously been quite heavily promoted, so I was like, right, we can ride on the back of that.
Absolutely.
And yeah, no, it's been really good, so yeah.
And so, Jack, you're the choreographer and director, I believe.
I am indeed, yeah.
Have you done that before, or is this the first one you've done?
This is my second time.
Okay.
So last year, I was just the choreographer and kind of really enjoyed it. I had a lovely time, a very friendly group. And then this year, well, at the end of last year's show, the director at the time said, have you ever thought of directing? And I was like, no, never thought about it. But then after the panto finished, I kind of was sat there and I was like, actually, yeah, it is something I could do. So kind of got down to it and just, yeah, have loved directing and choreographing this year's production.
Were you in the Overplayers before you...
No.
Okay, so what's your background? What made you decide to join them?
I was invited to join them 2 years ago by the director of the... one of the directors of the time, Matthew Sweeney. So he kind of was like, I need a choreographer for my show. Do you want to come and do it? And I was like, yeah.
So you know, you must have some background, I'm presuming.
My background...
I'd like to choreograph something, but I'm not sure I'd be the best person, for instance.
So I'm a professional dancer and dance teacher and choreographer by trade. So I freelance teach all across Cambridgeshire. Just anything and everything.
Excellent.
Teach from reception age students right up to university. I have a professional dance company that tours the UK.
Edinburgh Fringe.
We did. So this summer we were in Edinburgh Fringe for a week touring new solo work, Man Up. And just, yeah, so...
Excellent.
Kind of all that experience has come forward.
I feel that you need to be coming in to tell me all about this another time as well, especially if you're going
definitely.
Back up to Edinburgh again.
Yeah,
and Candy, how are you involved with the Overplayers?
So I'm not a performer.
Okay.
So basically my background is comms, so social media, marketing, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Overplayers really needed somebody to take on this humongous role.
Absolutely.
Of marketing.
Yeah.
And last year was my first year of really getting to grips with this. So doing a lot of sort of Facebook and promotions, email marketing and that sort of thing, getting people involved and letting people know what they were doing. And I really loved it so much. They said, do you want to do this year's? But also... I have a family connection in that my daughter, Kirsty, is Belle in this production.
Yes, and sadly she can't be here. She was trying to come, wasn't she? Yes, she's working, so that's understandable.
Yeah, so Jack said, do you want to come? And I went, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
but really, the Overplayers is such a welcoming group of people.
Definitely.
We're very much looking for new people to come in. We're always looking for opportunities for the youngsters. Maybe you're a young lad who's really interested in how a lighting rig works.
Or a lady.
Yep. Yes, that's true. Or want to know how a sound desk works and wants to be involved in that, come along to the Players and learn on the job, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're at school still, just want to observe.
So you have people from all different ages?
We have them from age 11 right the way up to, I'm not going to say how old they are, but basically the Players started in 1984 and they had, we have four people from that original group who are still actually in the Players now.
And
so they're performing this week.
Today.
Yeah.
Or next week.
Next week, sorry. Next week,
so just going back briefly, so we've got Beauty and the Beast this week, next week, sorry, and it's the 4th to the 8th of December.
Yep.
And two performances on the Saturday.
Yeah, so we've got a matinee and the evening performance.
And they're 7:30?
Yeah, 7:30 shows.
And 2:30. Now, you were telling me that a lot of the tickets have gone, but if you do want to get tickets, to get them quickly, where would people get tickets?
So you're able to get tickets from the website, which is ticketsource.co.uk/overplayers.
Excellent. That bit. And also, you said this has been done a few years ago, but I'm assuming the music changes and
totally.
The choreography, so the take on it will change because, well... all pantomimes have a little bit of a kind of current feeling, but I'm assuming local ones even more so.
Definitely. So that's one of the fun bits is with its... So I got the script back in January and started playing
wow.
with it then. and it's kind of... There's lots of little bits in it that you need to make local jokes for and stuff like that. So I'm sure your listeners will appreciate several jokes about the A14 have had to be included and things like that.
You just have people groaning and crying.
Yes, yeah, pretty much.
Things like that. And then, like you say, with the music, it's our music director, Mike, I've forgotten how many meetings we've had, but we've been in discussion yes. since the beginning of May, just working through every song. We've got 16 musical numbers within this production, so each one's been carefully kind of selected to fit the feel of the
pantomime. And it's a live band, isn't it,
it's
as
a
well?
Live yes, band,
it is.
Yeah.
And live, which is brilliant.
Very well renowned for that, I believe,
yeah.
which is always lovely to kind of increase and get more awareness to them. It's just been a long process of choosing the right songs, bringing in a good mix of modern music and older music, and just trying to balance that all up. And from my point of view as a choreographer, having stuff that I can also choreograph
yes.
to.
Yeah,
there were a few bits where I was like,
fair point.
I really can't choreograph to this. So what
we're going to do?
So have you moved around things then, if that was the
There's
case?
There's been a couple of things that we slightly tweaked, but yeah.
Oh,
and Mike,
good.
Of course, does all the harmonies, and he rewrites the music so that it fits with the people who are singing.
Oh, great. So everyone on stage will be singing.
Oh, yes.
And there's not...
Yes.
They're a chorus, I guess, of some
yes,
sort
there
as
are.
Well.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
that's
and you
wonderful.
Don't have to audition to become a chorus
no,
member.
No, no, no.
So that's even better. So there's no pressure.
Just
enjoy it.
Exactly.
Just join in. And is it just people in Over, or where does your kind of range?
We range from all the villages around Over. I think we've got in this production, there are people from 7 different villages around us.
Okay.
So Barhill, Swavesey, Longstanton, and what's the word of the
Longstow?
New Northstow.
Longstow, made up a new place.
Yes, made up a new village. so we have people there. In fact, our dame this year, who's Matt Sweeney, is the youngest dame we've ever had. He's actually playing this.
Can I ask how old that is?
Is
old, 20,
roughly
7.
It was his birthday
28?
The other week. That's really embarrassing.
Yes,
Matt, I do apologise.
So I believe he's about 27, 28.
Okay, so that's
very young to play a dame. But he's all dressed up with all the wigs and their makeup. And
because we had an interview with Matt Crosby from the Arts Theatre. Earlier today. And it was interesting because you really usually grow to become a dame,
you do,
don't you?
Yeah.
You know, that's like the pinnacle for panto. So he's done very well.
Well, he is, and he's a natural comedic actor. He's brilliant that way. So
definitely.
It was great to give him this opportunity to just run with it. Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. And so moving on from that, so this is going to be all next week, and I'm presume after that,
frantic.
After that, you start looking forward straight to your next production.
We do 2 major shows a year as a rule. We have 2. I can't actually give anything away as to what they are.
Oh, okay.
No,
it's all very, very,
I know,
very secret.
I did ask you, didn't I, for some music, and you said no. There is modern music, but we're not allowed to
allowed
say
to
that.
To
so
tell you what
you'll have to
are.
Go along and see what that is.
Yeah. So we have a very big show coming up in June.
Right.
Beginning of June, we hope, next year. And we will be needing a big cast for that. Because we're on
cast.
A proper stage, so we know with all everything involved.
Because it's the Over Conference
Over Community Centre.
Yeah, which is also... I've been there for courses. I did my teach training courses there. And also I did my first placement up in Over, at the Over Primary School.
At the primary school?
Yes.
Teaching there earlier today.
Year one, 2.
Okay.
So, I did love it being up there. But it's a lovely venue, actually, isn't it?
It is a fabulous
really good.
Venue and very comfortable for the audience as well as for the performers who get a chance to do this. And it's a show that I promise you will be absolutely amazing, but I cannot give anything away.
I might have to hold you down and tickle you at the end to find out what the answer is. So, but on that, you're going to need a big cast and you'd like people to get involved. So.
We want lots of people involved.
And
that
can be on stage, but also off stage.
Absolutely. From somebody who's helping front of house to the curtain puller. Somebody who's prepared to make some props to, like I said earlier, for the lighting rigs and the sound desk. So, and also, I mean, even if you cannot sing, come along, because it's just the fun of enjoyment of actually performing, if you want to give it a go.
Definitely. Lovely. That's great. And can you just remind us, if they want to get involved in your next performance, how should they contact?
Come to the website.
Right,
and
which is?
That's overplayers.uk. And
right.
There's a
contact. And that is an odd website. I have checked this.
It is absolutely correct.
It's a strange sounding website, but that is right. Yeah.
Overplayers.uk. And there's a contact us button on there, and somebody just waiting to hear from you.
Lovely. That's brilliant. Well, thank you ever so much, Candy and Jack.
Us.
And
thank
good luck next week. I'll say break a leg. And we'll look forward to hearing more about it in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.